This may be my last lesson on the character of Peter. For the last few days, we have been talking about, and I mentioned that Peter had to learn about restraint. He was a quick on the draw type guy. He was impetuous. He just could not wait to give you his opinion. There's nothing wrong with that, but there are times when if we would just listen more, we'd learn more. Peter did learn restraint, but he also learned humility. He learned that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. He also learned of grace, forgiving grace. He asked the Lord how many times should he forgive his brother if he should offend him or sinned against him. Should I just forgive him 7 times? Jesus' reply was 70 times 7. Another lesson that Peter needed to learn, and it is the lesson of sacrifice. The 12 in general, and Peter in particularly, had to learn that there is no easy way, no easy way into the kingdom. Our Lord's rebuke of the apostle, when his impetuous fashion, he rebuked the Lord for taking what Peter deemed to be unnecessary risk. What contrast he presents. One moment he is on the mountain, seeing the glory hidden behind the veil of his Lord's humanity. But in the next moment, he becomes a spokesman for the devil. Jesus had begun to reveal to the 12 his coming rejection, the agony of the cross, the victory over the grave, and his ascension into heaven. But impulsively, Peter countered his talk about supreme sacrifice with the assertion, "Be it far from you, my Lord, this shall not be to you." When I read of that conversation, it struck me odd that Jesus did not reply directly to Peter, but to the devil, who was making attack on him through Peter's personality. Unknowingly, in his effort to keep Jesus from the cross, Peter allied himself with his master's enemy, who was using Peter's lips. Jesus replied, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Jesus was not branding Peter as being the devil, but he was directly rebuking his arch enemy by name for his use of Peter in prompting him to seek service without sacrifice, a crown without a cross. Peter had to learn that the kingdom cannot be advanced by any other means other than the cross. And service is only successful when it is sacrificial. It was David who made the announcement that he would not sacrifice anything to the Lord that cost him nothing. Our service for the Lord is only successful when sacrificed. There cannot be an Easter or a Pentecost without Calvary. To his credit, let it be said that Peter came to experience that it was the way of the cross that led home. For in the end, he hung upon a tree. Listen to what Peter said in Acts chapter 5. After he had left from before the council, the Bible says, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." Then I read Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, when Paul says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus wore the crown of thorns before he wore the crown of glory, and it is no different for his followers. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.